When I say emotion and communication, how do you feel? This is Lisa Berry, and for some people, those are scary thoughts. And for others, it's what life is all about. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU are two Ann Arbor men who apparently aren't afraid to open up and talk. We want to welcome Nate Frazier and Keon Puri. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, yeah, glad to be here.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
They organized a community event about emotion and communication that they're calling The Black Man and His Emotion. Let's begin by talking about where did that come from?
Black Man and His Emotion comes from growing up here in America, looking at the trauma, looking at the racism, looking at a lot of things that we as black men, or I say African-American men, go through here in America that has affected our emotions. So when you hold in your emotions, it leads to other things such as violence, abuse, mental anguish. And so my idea is to really target and sit down with people, and let's have an open communication where we can be open, honest, and transparent with each other and deal with what's really going on with our emotions and our feelings, because we were taught not to deal with them. We were taught to be strong. So when you face trauma, hurt, pain, we were taught like, hey, if you show your feelings, you show emotions, you're considered, you know, sissified, soft, and not a strong man. So a lot of times, other black men don't want to be looked down as another weak black man by showing emotions and feelings. So that's where that comes from.
So you're going to have this event and talk about it is okay to feel your feelings and show your emotions.
Yes, it is, as a man, and it's okay to cry.
You feel that way, Keon?
Yeah. I agree.
Well, you came to this process. You two have a podcast, right? Heart to Hearts.
Yes.
And you do that together.
Yes.
And Keon, what do you see as your role in that?
Well, it started as filming. Right now, we do it as a live video through Facebook. And soon, we'll be branching off to start posting onto YouTube and shooting live. Like, we want to get the message out as soon as possible or build some type of fan base with the tools that we have now. Starting where we are, I always tell them, start with what we have, you know, and things will consistently grow. I would say my role is just, it started with the camera, and now I'm in front of it. I'm a support system. I also have a wide network of people. I can agree with you, and then I can give you the out-of-the-box idea as well, or that viewpoint. So I play the advocate. We're able to bounce ideas off each other without judging each other, without like stabbing each other in the back. Like Nate said, being transparent and being open and being willing to express yourself no matter where you are, who you're with, you know, who you're in front of. Like, I'm not intimidated by people. People don't intimidate me. Color is color. I believe that life, we all have it. We bleed red. Cut me, I bleed red. Cut you, you bleed red, you know. So I don't fear being me.
What do you think your bottom line message is, Nate? What are you trying to get out into the world?
Awareness. And our goal is really to have a different perspective and a different outlook of not what your circumstances and situations look like and what you've been through, but to look at your life, get in a place, find yourself, identify with who you are. That comes through also meditating. That also comes through educating yourself, you know, reading books, you know, going to events such as Black Man's and Emotions, just really finding out who you are. I think the mindset is the key in the success to having a great life. It's your mindset, because, you know, I don't want to sound too biblical, but as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, and he shall eat the fruit therein. So what you think and how you feel affects your emotions. It affects how you look at life and how, when you wake up in the morning, how you live day by day. Because we are people that do everything based off our emotions and feelings. And sometimes if that's not put in the right place, it leads to destruction.
So you're having this community event, and I have to tell you, it's getting a lot of buzz already, coming up at Ypsilanti Township this weekend. Is it sold out? How many people are you expecting?
when we discussed it, it was like, okay, let's push for 100 people. Because that's a lot of people, you know, especially when you're just like, let's throw this idea out there and see what happens. Taking that risk, taking that chance, that leap of faith. So the first aim was like, oh, let's try 100. Let's do 100. We can push this event and we can pull in 100 people. Nate just kept calling, Keon, this, you know, it's blowing up. Stuff is happening. Phone is ringing. People is calling, even women. Women want to be a part of it, and they're attacking me.
Seriously.
Because they want their lives to be better, or because there's going to be 100 men together talking about what we want to talk about, emotions. And that's a lot of women have a hard time getting men to talk about emotions and communication.
Yeah, I think it's a lot has to do why the women really want to be a part of it now and really bringing the heat on me. Seriously, they really are. Some taking it personal, some taking, you know, saying it's not fair because it really was for men only. That was, you know, I really wanted to be the men because I feel like when men get together, we can be ourselves and we can discuss things that we wouldn't discuss in front of women. So we want to be real with this conversation, but it's open to everybody. It doesn't matter the color of your skin is.
Like I was going to ask you that. It's called The Black Man and His Emotions. Who are you expecting exactly to come?
Everybody.
Everybody.
All nationalities, sexual orientation, color. There's no barrier. One thing I would never do is to discriminate, but I will let people know that we will be talking about the emotions of the black man and being a black man. Living in America, that alone is stressful, emotional, and has affected our feelings over the years and continue to affect our feelings. So, but you can come. I have a lot of different people coming that are from different nationalities, but you're going to learn about who the black man really is. So that's what's important.
This is Black History Month. What can you tell us? What can you tell everyone that we should know what it's like to be a black man in 2020?
I would tell them that we've come a long way, but we got a long way to go. Mm-hmm. There's still racism. It's just sophisticated. It's not as bold as it used to be back in the day and my mom's times and our ancestors' times, but, you know, it is what it is. And once we identify with who we are, it's not so much as about black history. This is not a black history event. It's just happened to be in the month of black history. Mm-hmm. The thing of it is, I just think that we as men and also African-American men need to really look within ourselves and identify with who we are and not allow the system, not allow the racism to put labels on us to make us feel like we are worthless. Because you and I know, and we all know, that the most person that is looked down on in America, on this earth, is the black man. So we want to break that by getting black men to understand who they are as men and that they can be successful. They can be lawyers. They can be doctors. They can live wherever they want to live, but it comes through work and identifying with who you are as a black man, but most of all, as a man.
You'll have this event coming up, and we'll put links to that on our website, WEMU.org. And Keon, when someone leaves, do you expect them to feel empowered? How do you want them to feel once they have attended this?
Refreshed. I would personally want people to feel refreshed mentally. That stress, you know, sometimes we struggle because we don't have anybody to talk to. Friends turn foe. Sometimes the closest family, for sure, family isn't enough. So within this event, I want us to ultimately feel refreshed walking out the door, meet new people, allow yourself to speak up. Not only like, you know, for these 2.5 hours, I was this person. No, take something from it, you know, take something from it and tell somebody, tell people. That we are messengers overall. So what I learned today, I need to tell somebody. Mm-hmm. The more I tell people, the more I believe it. Right. You know, you become the speaker. you know, in the room.
You're setting an example for others as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nate, sounds like this is an event, and you and your podcast and you and Keon are all about trying to make a difference.
We're going to make a difference. Mm-hmm. You know, I like what you say, and nothing towards you or anything, you know, and I understand that's just what we say, like a cliche. We're going to try to make a difference. Our goal is to make a difference in... I'm giving my life to this. I really am. I'm giving my life to this. This is my purpose. This is my call, to be out hands-on in the trenches, in the community, and dealing with people on a personal level instead of sitting behind like I used to, mm-hmm. standing behind a podium and four walls in a ministry. No, I want to be out here in the streets, mm-hmm. in this world, and make an impact, not just through an intellectual message on Sunday.
That's Nate Frazier, also joined by Keon Purite. They are organizing The Black Man and His Emotions, an event for the entire community, ultimately happening this weekend in Ypsilanti Township. And as I said, we'll put links to that on our website, wemu.org. And thank you both so much for coming in and sharing with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.